Welcome to the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. If you're looking to get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience, then this is the podcast for you. You'll meet interesting people, musicians, and comedians that perform here and find out more about what you can do and see. Whether you live here or plan to visit, listen to explore what makes our unique slice of heaven. Now here's your host, Don Davis Womack.
Hello, laughers. I'm happy to introduce you to Mike Betts. He is the founder and race director of the Grand Cavern Signature 5K, founded in 2012. All proceeds have gone to support the park, including the creation of the Fitness Station Trail, which is 8 able-bodied units and 1 wheelchair-friendly station. The current project is raising funds for a new playground. Mike is an avid runner himself, and he works as an independent event planner as well as at Massanutten Resort in group sales and events. Welcome to the show, Mike. It's great to have you on today.
Thank you for having me on, Dawn.
Yes, I have known a few race directors in my life. I even did it once myself. I'll emphasize once. It's a big job.
You have to put on your Teflon suit, apologize in advance because you're going to forget names and you're just going to be very focused.
Yes. So you've been the race director all of these 13 years?
Yes, I created the event and from A to Z, it's my job to get it done.
Okay, and that's biannual. Which 2 months are the target every year?
It's always the last Friday in April and okay. Then the last Friday night in September.
Okay.
And that goes back to the Civil War.
Oh my gosh, that's fascinating. Tell me more.
If you must know.
I must.
The race is called a Signature Race Series.
Okay.
Because in the Grand Caverns, written on the wall, is a signature from a gentleman, W. Miles. Mm-hmm. And he was with the Yankees, and he wrote his name on, I believe, September 26th. During the war, which was late September, and I believe it was like a Thursday or Friday. Mm. So I decided, why not call the race series the Signature Race Series mm-hmm. and have it twice a year, end of April, end of September.
Okay.
Two different campaigns.
All right. Now, when they do the race, do they go through the caverns at all? Is it all outside?
No. It's all outside. Okay. It is a certified 5K, which means we hired someone 13 years ago to painstakingly measure every inch, centimeter, wow. And it took it was all day, but we are a certified 5K.
What is the process of getting somebody to come out and measure every inch? Is this a phone call? There's a service?
There are independent measurers. And, okay. Well, once you get that recognition, it's known.
I remember
getting a phone call from someone in the greater Washington, D.C. area mm-hmm. to say they now know that our race is certified. And for serious runners, mm-hmm. you want that under your belt. You want to say you have a certified 5K.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. My husband used to run all the time, and nothing would drive him crazier than an unofficial 5K.
Yes. You know, everything is satellite driven with our smart watches or devices. Okay. And you have 80% of the people at 3.11, 3.12, which is a 5K. And then some people will be at 3.09 or 3.2. But that also depends on how much they ran the course. Mm-hmm. Some people are very tight and some people swing out. But the race is measured from point to point and the straightest line possible.
Okay. Is it an out and back or straight?
No, it's out and back.
Out and back.
You begin at the Grand Caverns Park. You run out to the town's old jail, which is literally
what that building is.
Yep. It's it's in town. And then you run back. You go up to near the funeral home. And then you run the last mile within the Grand Caverns Park itself.
Okay. This is pretty amazing that you do this, but this is not all that you do. When you're not race directing, you're what's called an independent event. Yes, take that popcorn. An independent event planner. What the heck
Well, I love putting on events.
Okay.
And sometimes I even get paid. I help out organizations, putting on a 5K or whatever type of event.
Yeah.
A few years ago, sadly, I had a couple ask me to help them raise money. And I don't know the medical term. And they knew their child was going to be a stillborn.
Mm.
And so I was approached to help raise money because at the time, the Augusta Medical Center did not have the unit which keeps the baby preserved for like 24 hours so the parents can grieve.
So we
created an event and raised all the funds needed. And the money was given to Augusta County Health.
So that could happen.
Yeah. So some are very meaningful and, you know, and others is just for pure fun.
Yeah.
So I like putting on events and, you know, it keeps me busy.
Keeps you busy. And then you work at group sales and events at Massanutten Resort. Is that full time for you?
Oh, yes. I work full time there. So in my free time.
Yeah. What's happening?
I put in, I put on events while I'm running or doing yard work.
which is what he was doing.
Which
is
what I was doing. So
right before this.
this is clean clothing. But so at the resort, we have a group, this is a family reunion or corporate event, and they want to come for multiple days. And so I help them with the lodging, help guide them towards activities, and then we assist them with their catering needs. So and when they show up, I want to greet them, making sure everything's good to go. And that's it. So it's fun. It's always different.
Yeah. How long have you been there doing that?
15 months, 8 hours.
I was not expecting the 8 hours. Why did you do that?
Because today was my 15-month anniversary.
Okay, great.
So I got the...
Sometimes.
You got to count those hours.
You got to. I know. What are we doing? I don't know what I was thinking, Mike. Now, you are an avid runner yourself,
yes,
too. When did you get into running?
At my current level, when I was about to turn 40. Just a few years ago, of course. I played with it in high school and college off and on.
Mm-hmm.
And when we lived overseas, I used it as a stress release. And I would go running in different cities. But when I was turning 40, my buddy said, let's do something special.
Mm-hmm.
And so he decided we're going to run a 10K race in Atlanta, Georgia. And Atlanta is not flat.
Mm-hmm.
And so I gave it, you know, I gave it a go and actually liked it. And so I have been running since for 22 years ish.
Really?
Yeah.
Later in your 40s.
Yes. Yes. One of the reasons why I can still go and I have done 12 marathons and 4 ultra distances.
Wow.
Yeah. So
the Boston.
Yes. 3 years ago, it was the most rewarding athletic achievement I ever had. It was very emotional, spiritual. It took me a half a decade to get there.
Mm-hmm.
You have to qualify, and then you got to get selected.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a 10-minute and 5-second cushion, and so I was selected, and it was awesome. But the pictures of the last 0.2 of a mile, me running down to the finish line, all you see is me crying and my hands up in the air. And
very emotional.
Extremely, but I would never forget it.
Yeah.
So,
what was the best part of that whole experience for you?
Oh, it's, well, one, I actually, to finish it, because you have my daughter and now her husband, came out, and so did my sister, all from Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And they found many unique ways to find me along the route,
because
it goes from 26 miles from one town to Boston. But I wanted to run it as slow as I could. But it's not easy. I don't train to run slow, but I wanted to soak it up, Dawn. I really, really wanted to soak it up to a point where the watch runs, and I stood on the sideline, petting dogs, talking to people, cheering on other runners. The biggest challenge was I was hungry.
Really?
Because time I was allowed to start running was after 10 in the morning. And I would have been on my third breakfast by then. I always have multiple meals.
Multiple breakfasts.
Yes, yes. I have first and second, and then I have my brunch, and then I have lunch. I don't eat donuts, but I saw a lady with a box of donuts, and I went up to her. And I said, may I have one?
During the Boston?
Then there was a Burger King along the route.
And you got a burger.
Well, I didn't have any money with me. And I thought about running off the course to the Burger King drive-thru. But I was, one, I had no money. And two, I didn't want to get disqualified. But I wanted that Whopper.
Shoot. So it was perfect except for the Whopper.
Yes, I was so hungry afterwards, but it was great. It's it was a gift from God, and it was beautiful. So I love running. I love to support runners. So whether you can run the Boston Marathon or qualify for the Olympics, or it takes you 25 minutes to go a mile, you are still a runner. And that's what I love to encourage people. You're a runner if you go out there and move. And so a mile is a mile. Doesn't matter how fast you get it from A to Z.
Mm. There's some running groups around here. If I remember right, it's been a minute since I've been in any of the running groups, but there's some that meet on the weekends and then go to Mr. J's Bagels still, right?
Yeah, there are multiple. There are multiple, and they should be having popcorn. But
actually, we're going to talk.
There
about
are
that too.
Multiple running groups. Some are extremely focused on going really fast, and some, like what I enjoy, are big social outings. Mm-hmm. You talk before. You talk during your run, which is a great exercise because it expands the lungs, and then you socialize after, eat and drink.
That's perfect. Yeah, you're all passionate about this running, just like I'm passionate about this absurdly flavorful gourmet popcorn
and
from our sponsor.
And where is that sponsor located, Dawn? Tell me.
In Bridgewater, Virginia, Mike.
What is the name of the company?
Pre-Popstress Gourmet Popcorn.
Excellent.
Shenandoah Valley's only award-winning popcorn. Their kernels are grown right here in the Shenandoah Valley.
Wow.
And their factory is 100% nut-free.
Well, being a nut, I'm offended. But those are some of these packages will make great giveaways at the Grand Caverns race. So we'll be more than willing to accept giveaway items.
That would be really nice. They can put one of these little bags of popcorn. Oops, I lost some. Right in the bag or right in the packet.
Excellent.
I think
what an idea, Dawn. I love it.
Mm-hmm. It's really good. Giveaways, birthdays, anniversaries. Literally anything you can think of.
Cutting the grass, celebration.
Any celebration.
Post-comedy show celebration.
That's a perfect time to have pre-Popstress popcorn. And laughers, you get a discount. Use the code LAUGH15 and you get 15% off your pre-Popstress popcorn today. Just visit prepopstress.com. That's PrePopstress.com. Now back to you, Mike, in this running thing. How has the race evolved over the 13 years, or is there been any changes at all?
It has. It was, it started, I had to get permission from the town council, and I had to meet with them, and they said yes, and didn't, we just moved here a few months prior, and we love doing community events, and running is just my thing. I love putting on events. So the first year, it was just to do a race. And I had sponsors, a lot of local companies are, very helpful. And so we just raised money and we donated to the Grand Caverns to say, do what you need to do with it. And they purchased benches for people to sit and solar lights. But the second year, we decided to focus on raising money to put up fitness stations. Mm-hmm. So there are multiple stations around the trail, a very beautiful picturesque trail at the Grand Caverns. And they were all able-bodied. But when the Boston Marathon terrorist attack occurred, obviously, that was horrible, mm-hmm. but fellow runners were injured, including no longer able to run, and they are now in a wheelchair. And so we decided we'll raise extra money, and hence we, at the Grand Caverns Park, near the Stone Cottage, is the, at the time at least, Rockingham County's only outdoor wheelchair-friendly fitness station. Mm-hmm. And so that's what that money was the first few years. And then we thought we were just done, and then the town asked us to raise money for a new playground. And the playground... What's left of the playground at the Grand Caverns Park is not much because it was like 40 plus years old when they got it. And and Mother Nature took care of most of it. Okay. So the focus is right now they want a more natural playground. And so which includes logs and rocks and et cetera. And research in North America and in Europe shows that kids and adults are 25% more active and stay longer on a natural playground than a plastic playground. Because you use your imagination and you do more. So right now we got about $35,000 in the bank account for the playground. I don't know exactly how much more they need. It really depends on how much they want to expand it. But when they do, they also want to make it wheelchair friendly so people can go. So it's probably we probably need another $50,000-$60,000. But you know, the race will go on regardless, and we have great community support. We have folks coming out every event now. So this will be the official like 25th. During COVID, we only had it once. So people love helping one another. And our race is considered one of the friendliest because we have so many spectators there cheering people on.
That's fun.
And we have a lot of snacks, including a lady named Becca. She makes healthy snacks. I mean, they are delicious. And I'm forced to try one of each.
You're forced.
As a director, I have to make sure.
The sacrifice.
I'm sure you sacrifice and try
sacrifice
every new
so
popcorn that comes out.
That's right. That's very, very big sacrifice. So, yes, you've sacrificed and you have Becca snacks.
Yes, we have great snacks. We have fun. We have giveaways. And we are 100% weather guaranteed event. We always guarantee the weather. Now, most of the time, however, if there's a drought, I will break it. a few years ago when the mountains right next to us were on fire, my signs went up. You know, promoting the race coming in a couple of weeks. And then just a week before the race, rain came down. So it was great. So we joke about it. We're never Chamber of Commerce picture friendly because as we have had everything but lava or an earthquake. But everything else, we have
has
had
happened.
We even had snow in April.
Okay.
Now, not during the race, but early in the month.
And that costs a problem. Is it challenging to, well, yes, it is. I know that because I did it only once. It's challenging to put together a 5K race. What are the most challenging parts for you?
Besides hoping people show up to run it, you have the logistics. Mm-hmm. And our course, being a certified 5K, the streets are closed here in the Grottoes for a few streets that are impacted. And that course was designed 12 plus years ago. And so you have to, we work with, of course, the chief of police, the town of Grottoes, the Grand Caverns Park officials and staff, and street closure notifications go up. And that's just one small aspect of it. And then you have the constant need for volunteers. Mm-hmm. You always want volunteers to say they're coming because something happens and you don't always get the same number. And so it's always great. And sometimes volunteers, what they do, they're on the course giving directions, two fingers. You always got to use two fingers to tell someone where to go. And
on the airplane, how they do.
Yeah, you have to, because it's the least offensive way to give someone directions. Okay. And so it's just the planning of it. And we're working on the shirts and getting to make sure that the logos are correct and updated. And then you have the bibs, you have medals. These are the new medals for this year. That's just dozens and dozens of things you have to keep going and organizing at one time. Mm-hmm. It's like being a wedding planner, mm-hmm. and et cetera. But it's fun. Thing I say to folks, and including my family, you may be standing in front of me, but I may not see you because I'm looking at multiple things at one time. But it's fun. I like it. I get energy out of it.
You get charged from it.
Yeah. It's like running, and you get to a point where you're exhausted, and then you hit that moment and you can just go, another 4, 5, 6 miles.
You can go another 4, 5, 6 miles. He said it like, that's nothing. I'm not going to be going any miles. Just go another 5 or 6 miles.
It's like one of your shows. Maybe it's like it's supposed to be like a 45-minute or whatever gig.
And then you're
just feeling it. And you keep on going and going.
Because I'm charged and all that. All right. That's a fair analogy. I'll accept this, Mike.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I would take popcorn now.
You have sponsors too. Bluestone Bike and Run.
Yes, Bluestone Bike and Run. Mm-hmm. They are just dedicated. Eric and Charlie, they support us. They give us gift cards. Now, sometimes some of the runners don't know this, but they should if they listen now. Some of the gift cards we don't give to the top finishers. We were give it to someone who didn't finish first, maybe like last. So stay around, but Dick Myers, LDNB Insurance, Massanutten Resort, way before I started working there.
Oh, that's great.
Yes. Yeah. Just a number of local sponsors, the Gathering Church.
Mm-hmm.
They have sponsored year after year after year. So that's awesome.
How do you market a 5K race? Have you seen it grow over the 13 years?
Well, we are considered a boutique race. We keep it between 75 and 100 runners. Mm-hmm. Only twice we went over. One, when we had the firefighters, when they were fighting the fire, and we had firefighters from around the country. We had like 137 plus runners, participants that day. And then one other, we hit like 120. But we like it between 75 and 100. It's controllable. And we have no budget. We do compete with large for-profit and then nonprofits that put on their 5Ks, and they have a significant budget, and we have word of mouth and Facebook. It's, it's fun, and our sponsors, the spectators have fun. Everyone has fun. It's not a gigantic event where you're going to get lost.
Yeah. Now, suppose now that this is on YouTube, it gets even more popular. What if 100 more people want to?
Then I want you to register early. The next race is this April 26th at 6:30 p.m. The September race is September 27th at a 6 o'clock start. Now that one, it gets dark before we wrap it up. So we really encourage people to move it at the end. But that's fine. We will go with the flow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now suppose there's somebody out there, Mike, and this could be you, Laffer. That's maybe a little bit more like me. I don't know about that 5 or 6 miles, but I'll write a check.
Oh,
to the playground.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the 5K is only 3.11 miles. And then we have the 1 mile fun run walk, which stays within the park.
Right.
A lot of parents let the kids do it because we have enough volunteers and spectators along the course so we can, you know, keep an eye on the kids. But anyone can walk it. But if you want to sponsor, that's great. Just make out a check to the town of Grottos.
Okay.
And in the memo section, Grand Caverns Playground.
Okay.
So we have had numerous people do that over the years. Sometimes checks for over $500. It goes to the town.
Yeah.
For every penny raised, it all goes proceeds to the town, to the Grand Caverns Park. Mm-hmm. I do not get paid. No one else who helps me get paid. Only the people we buy the shirts from or the medals. A business, obviously, we don't expect them to donate shirts and medals because they need to make a living. Mm-hmm. But the rest of the stuff is all from people's time and money.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like this is going to go on for a little bit longer.
Yeah, we hope so. I hope that, you know, one day, maybe when I turn 40 or 50 in 15, 20 years.
It's getting younger.
I keep getting younger.
Podcast.
I'm getting younger. Before you know it, I'm going to have to shave for the first time. But, you know, I'm hoping the Grand Caverns just take it over one day. It's very turnkey. We have a nice packet together.
Okay. All right. So you could hand it over one day.
One day.
One day. Well, in the meantime, how best can the laughers stay updated with the happenings for this Grand Caverns Signature 5K?
Grand Caverns 5K on Facebook. Okay. Grand Caverns 5K.
Right.
It's we had a website once, but it's just too expensive to maintain.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're strictly Facebook.
Okay. So if you have any additional questions, you can direct message Mike Betts,
yes,
I imagine.
Yes.
Through there.
We get a lot of messages, and we have people coming in from the state of Minnesota and the state of Wisconsin this year.
All right.
Hoping they realize this is a Grand Caverns, not the Grand Canyon. So when we'll see if they show up. We'll see. Now, we have had folks from multiple states, mainly because in September, more so when their students are going, their children are going to JMU or Bridgewater College, and they come and their parents and they're runners, so they make a family event out of it.
Oh yeah, that's good. I've done that kind of thing with my own family. Yeah, it's fun. Thank you so much, Mike. This has been super fun.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thanks for letting me be on the show.
Absolutely. I love chatting with you about this Grand Caverns Signature 5K. I'm glad that you have been doing it.
Thank you.
You're welcome for the last several years. And I look forward to watching the progress of hopefully this event growing even bigger than you think.
Well, maybe now with your audience in podcast land and YouTube, you know, I would have to be fighting people off. No, the more the merrier. We'd be more than glad to, you know, welcome anyone. And and maybe you would want to come out and run it. Open invitation. See if you can
he's really
outrun Dawn here and see if you can have a faster time.
You do not have to wonder if you are going to outrun Dawn.
Or maybe Chris.
Now there you might have, depending on who it is, they might struggle a little bit with that. But anyways, I digress. Laughers, we appreciate you so much. If you enjoyed this podcast today, had some fun, learned a little something, and just liked hanging out with us, give this video a like and a share, and do subscribe. You can figure out how we're doing this thing, because this whole video component's new to this audio first podcaster, but we're having fun with it mainly because you are here. So also don't forget that discount on your pre-popsterous popcorn, where you can go visit them online at prepopsterous.com. Use that LAUGH15 promo code to get that 15% off. Have it delivered to your front door. Thank you very much, Mike.
Definitely.
And then that way you can munch on it when you join me on next week's episode. And lastly, and most importantly, thanks for tuning in, laughers. Out of all the podcasts out there, you picked us, and we think that's pretty darn special, just like you. Until next time, keep smiling. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. We'll be dropping a new podcast every Wednesday, so check back for another uplifting episode. Come to an X2 Comedy show or let us bring one to you. To find out more, head to x2comedy.com. Be sure to share this podcast with a friend, and until next time, cheers.